August 14, Noah's time and ours. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Hebrews 11:7. It was Noah's consistent faith and works combined that condemned the world. He not only preached the present truth appropriate for that time, but he acted every sermon. Had he never lifted his voice in warning, his works, his holy character among the corrupt and ungodly would have been condemning sermons to the unbelieving and dissolute of that age. He bore himself with a Christ-like patience and meekness under the provoking insults, taunts, and mockery. His voice was often heard in prayer to God for his power and help that he might do all the commandments of God. This was a condemning power to the unbelieving. But the time comes when the last appeal of Noah is made to the guilty race. He bids them yet once again heed the message of warning and find refuge in the ark. He stretches out his hand in supplication with voice full of sympathy. With quivering lip and tearful eye, he tells them his work is done. But the loud, coarse mocking and scoffs and insults, more determined, are heaped upon Noah. Enthusiast, fanatic, crazy, falls upon his ear. He bids them all farewell. He and his family enter the ark, and God shut the door. That door that shut Noah in shut out the world. It was a shut door in Noah's time, and the Lord shut him in. Up to that time, God had opened a door whereby the inhabitants of the old world might find refuge if they believed the message sent to them from God. But that door was now shut, and no man could open it. Probation was ended. The long forbearance of God had ceased. The figures in the books of God's reckoning had been accumulating. The cup of the unjust was full. Mercy then ceased, and justice took the sword of vengeance. There was a shut door in Noah's time. There was a shut door to the unbelievers in the destruction of Sodom, but an open door to Lot. There was a shut door to the inhabitants of Tyrus, a shut door to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, who disbelieved, but an open door to the humble, the believing, those who obeyed God. Thus it will be at the end of time. Manuscript 17, August 14, 1885. Shipboard Meditations.